Cardinal Innovations Healthcare and its predecessor, Piedmont Behavioral Health, were once held up as a model of managing Medicaid spending in North Carolina. In many ways, those days are gone. Tonight, Cardinal's board of directors is expected to work through a list of items to bring the company in line with state law. This includes the future and salary of Cardinal's CEO, as WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
With a budget of $682 million tax dollars and a service area which includes 20 counties, Cardinal is by far the largest administrator of Medicaid-funded mental health, substance abuse, and developmental disability services in the state. But the company's reputation took two severe blows this year, both in the form of state audits. They found lavish spending on parties, board retreats, and excessive compensation for Cardinal's CEO, Richard Topping. He was making $617,000, two-thirds more than state law allows. At their last meeting, Cardinal's board slashed Topping's salary and bonus to $204,000, the maximum allowed under statute. And that did not go over well with Richard Topping. Here's how Cardinal's board chair, Lucy Drake, described that conversation.
We brought him in, we offered it to him, and he has said he cannot accept that. But he has his contract that will give him up to 90 days, but he knows we don't want to go that long.
And the board may not want to wait past tonight to decide who runs Cardinal. This leads us to another item expected to be on the board's to-do list. One of the state audits faulted Cardinal for overly generous severance packages for top employees. The state found they included an unusual trigger, which seems to incentivize loyalty to Richard Topping over stability at Cardinal. A change in the CEO would allow 10 other members of the executive team to leave Cardinal and get up to 2-year severance at full pay. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.